And now the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
Before the elections, Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live had done some things where he was looking at some of the candidates that were running for office around the country and pulled the picture and just kind of went with his first impression. And he got some heat because he made fun of Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, who was running for office. He made fun of the fact that he had an eye patch. But what Pete Davidson didn't realize at the time was that that eye patch was a war wound. But that is from his time in service. But what I loved is how you can always say sorry.
And what I'm sure was a huge shock for people who know me, I made a poor choice last week. I did. I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw. And on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. No, but I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero. He deserves all the respect in the world.
Guess what? Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw came onto the set with him.
Really?
And he had a little couple of friendly barbs and roasted Pete Davidson, but also made that as an opportunity to say so much more.
There's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and right can still agree on some things, but also this: Americans can forgive one another. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other. This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran. Maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them. Not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans. We'll never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget.